I have the privilege of teaching the 9th to 12th graders on Wednesday evening, and right now we're studying a book entitled Why I'm a Member of the Church of Christ. And there's certainly many reasons that are given in this study. Tonight we were talking about the fact that it's because we believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. And we were noticing some things that prove the inspiration of Scripture. One of those things is the scientific foreknowledge of God's Word. And one example that we gave had to do with the covenant that God made with Abraham and then continued with Israel about circumcision. If you go to Genesis chapter 17 and verses 10 through 12, you learn that God tells Abraham that the sign of this covenant is going to be circumcision. And that circumcision of the males is to take place on the eighth day. Now later, with the nation of Israel, God's going to repeat that same instruction. Leviticus chapter 12 and verses 1 through 3. On the eighth day, those male children are to be circumcised. Well, you might wonder, why the eighth day? I mean, how often does the eighth day come up in scriptures? I tell people all the time, if there is an answer that involves a number when it comes to the Bible and you don't know, guess 3, 7, or 40. Now, you may not be right, but those numbers come up all the time. 3, 7, even 12, 40, but hardly ever 8. Why the eighth day? The people had to be curious. God doesn't tell us. In His Word, He doesn't tell us. But we learned some things since that time when God said to do that on the eighth day. In fact, in 1929, we discovered vitamin K and what it does. There are two things that are involved in the clotting of blood. One is vitamin K, and the other is something called prothrombin. And we have learned today that those things are not in that child in his first few days. Vitamin K doesn't begin to be formed until somewhere between the fifth and the seventh day. Prothrombin doesn't really come into play until about the third day, and it's at about 30% of its normal level at that time, and it rises a little bit each day. But when you get to the eighth day, the level of those two things is at its highest. In fact, the highest that it will be in a person's lifetime. Over 100%. Somewhere between 110 to 120%. And then it drops back down to 100. Well, why is that so important? Well, if you do a procedure like circumcision, you do it on the first day, the second day, the third day, a child bleeds to death. The eighth day, if you had to perform a surgery, a procedure on a child where there would need to be the clotting of blood, the eighth day is the perfect day. Now, God knew that all along. He didn't tell us why the eighth day, but 4,000 years ago, He told Abraham, you do that on the eighth day. He told the Israelites 3,500 years ago, you do that on the eighth day. And it's almost as if God was sitting back and saying, let's see if you can figure out why. And when you do, let it impress you with how great I am. I knew that all along because I'm your maker and I know what's best. And so when it came to this practice of circumcision, the eighth day was the perfect day. There's another day that is the perfect day as well, talked about in Scripture. The perfect day for someone to obey the gospel. Today is that perfect day. Today is the day of salvation. It's the perfect day for someone here tonight who's not yet named the name of Christ to come to Him. It's the perfect day because it's the day God's given to you, giving you one more opportunity to respond to the gospel of Christ. And so tonight, if you're here and you're not yet a Christian, we want to encourage you to come to Him in obedience. Submit to being baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. You can go on your way rejoicing. If you're here as one who has obeyed, but you've fallen away and you need to come back, my friend, it's the perfect day for that as well. And so if you're subject in any way to the invitation of Christ, please come as together we stand and sing this good song.